first of all, I want to thank everybody. I'm sure you'd much rather be home wrapping Christmas presents and watching the football. There is a football game on tonight. But, so we'll try to make it quick.
Well, you don't have to be quick, just be thorough.
Okay, very good. So, really what we wanted to talk about tonight is parking. So, just to refresh, this building is a right over here is the Cumberland Farms. You're all familiar with it, right? It's I don't remember the Hilltop Bar. Like, I've been up here almost 25 years, so I don't know when it closed. I just don't remember that, but that was the last time it had a commercial use. The building had a commercial use, but it was most recently apartments. And Spring and Christopher want to, really the main thing that they want to do is restore the building, because I think there is, the building still has a lot of integrity. This is the, I don't know if you all can see it, but this, I got this from the Philmont Historian, which is, you know, what it was originally, this is what it was, originally the building was just this wide. Then they added on and made it the hotel, right? And you can see where the awnings are here is where in front of the dining room, and there was a little, another little retail establishment over here, and then hotel rooms up above. And obviously when the building was built, it was when Philmont was a pedestrian village. You know, you could take the train here, you could get a streetcar into Hudson. So if there's no parking, right? And we knew when, you know, when Spring and Christopher looked at the, called me up, they said, we're looking at this building. My very first question is there parking? Because, you know, obviously since it was built, zoning codes have changed, blah, blah, blah. So our plan, and I know you've seen the plans because I gave them to you, is to, there's the last use, there were six apartments on floor 2 and 3. It's kind of a rabbit warren, well, no. I just say it's a rat warren. There was a rat up there that I thought was a possum. But anyway, just saying that it had, when I first talked to Lee Heim, he said, well, if you're just putting apartments in, you really don't need to go before the planning board because that was the last use of the building. But our concern is this, that we'd like to go from 6 units on 2 floors to 5 units on 3 floors because we're gonna have an accessible unit on the ground floor, right? So they're larger units, right? And the current code, obviously, we can't do it here, is, as you know, every dwelling unit has to have it's supposed to have 2 parking spaces, and they don't care if it's a 6-bedroom house or a 1-bedroom apartment, right? So right now there's actually less than 1 parking space per apartment in the existing building. What we would like, what we're asking for, is if we can allow 1 parking space per apartment, okay? And we're expanding the parking space, and I'm gonna have Pat talk to you about that. We're expanding the parking space. Right now, in the back of the building, there used to be a 1-story addition that's been taken down. So we're gonna add some parking back in there. But what we would like is, as the retail space gets developed, which is just half of the ground floor, we know we're gonna need a little bit of parking for that. We don't know what it's gonna be yet. It's gonna be a business, it's gonna be a store, we have some ideas. Spring's, you know, looking for a tenant, but we would like to allocate 3 parking spaces in the future for the commercial enterprise and dedicate 5 parking spaces in the back for the apartments.
So this is a survey. I'm Pat Prendergast, engineer from Kinder. This is a current survey of the site. As Lee said, there used to be a building addition back here. The building addition was taken down. It's a big concrete pad now. So the plan is basically to make this grade more uniform and pave it out to the back. So that way we could have 8 off-street parking spots. And so this is basically the site plan. This is what it would look like. These are actually, you know, reasonable parking spots. They meet reasonable geometrical standards so that people could actually use them. I mean, the aisle width is nice and wide back there. And grading wise, there isn't much grading going on. Most of the site basically drains out to the street. I thought we'd put a little bit of a grade in there, maybe a couple of spots that head out that way, and then the rest go this way, just so it isn't such a long run for the water to run from way back here to the front. But basically, that's about it. That's the only change here. So this would be, concrete pad would be taken up. This would be paved, striped, and signage for the handicap spot. So you'd have 8 spots when we're done, all off street.
What's your plan if you have 2 people in the bigger apartment and they each have a car?
Well, there's 3 1-bedroom apartments and there's 2 2-bedroom apartments. So
you've got 1 parking spot per apartment.
Right.
What if they have 2 cars?
That's why we're before you. And one of the things one of the reasons we wanted to come before you is to really get a feel for the town of what they would like to see happen with that building, because it's going to be a problem parking whoever goes in there. So we're trying to figure out the best use with that constraint.
Keep your eye on the house next door.
You know what's amazing?
That's a good plan.
I don't know if you can see, but the building, it's all covered with, you know, vinyl siding now. I think it was brick, and it used to be the old AT&T building. Oh, I would love to get that siding off of there and restore that one. That's to the east.
I think the plan is terrific as far as the building goes. Mm-hmm. That's great. I know you do have a problem with parking.
Well, the parking may be a moot issue.
Yeah, I don't think. I mean,
there's a law in the books, 160.3, Section 8, Paragraph 2, that basically says that if it's an existing structure, then the current zoning parking laws don't really apply. So this may just be, I mean, a case where, you know, your parking's fine. It's up to Rob.
Yeah, no, the chairman and I discussed that when the application came in, and there is a section there that allows a reduction of parking spaces for up to 15%, even if you don't meet the full requirement. And then there's another provision, 160.13H. The board may waive a requirement in part, but not in excess of 50%. So they could, theoretically, and it references parking, so they could, if you applied the code to your if it was a new construction, so you need 2 spaces for each unit and 1 space for each 200 square foot of retail, even if you brought that down to half, which is in your discretion to do, that's permissible under the code. The problem is I think, is a practical matter, as you brought up, you don't want to create. We usually have problems every single winter in the village with Rock Street and Prospect Street.
Right.
Because the width isn't good and the residents double park and they park on both sides and the plows can't get through and the fire truck. I mean, we have a couple, the mayor and the trustees here. I'm right, but those people come in every single year.
Yes.
With issues.
We do have 1 side street parking now in the wintertime. They're all supposed to be after 10 o'clock. They got to switch to 1 side, so there is 1 lane open.
To the point of in the last couple.
That's
of
the only street in the village, though.
The last couple of years, they actually asked us to consider implementing a parking pass system for that street because non-residents are parking in front of their houses. So I think the one thing, while you can permit it with less parking, you just don't want people to start parking down the street. Because we can't regulate who can park where if they're willing to walk. I remember sometimes there used to be parking behind the Cumberland Farms, and that was taken away by the landlords. There is some parking on Canal Street, which is within walking, but I don't know if someone would want to walk that far.
But that ownership might be changing anyway.
True. I think that was a handshake deal. Someone can correct me if I'm wrong, but they let people park there and somebody got upset and they took the spots away. So
that's, we did just, you know, walked, you know, kind of a radius around to see what there, and it seems like that lot behind the Cumbies is really underutilized. I don't know, you know, I'm not sure who owns it, but.
I mean, maybe it's possible if there is a new owner or the present owner, maybe you could lease parking spots there for an overflow, just in case. I'd rather have them there than out in the street.
Right.
Well, you've also got a year or more of restoration on the building, right, before anybody moves in, so.
Do
You have time to snoop around for parking spots.
Yeah, and the owners will change. Everything changes.
What kind of a business do you plan on putting in there?
Oh, one of the things we've hoped for or thought about is a place where people could come for massage or facials, kind of an upscale spa, but that didn't require too many people being there at the same time, so that the parking issue isn't a problem. Yeah.
All right. Rob, would you consider that a personal service?
Yes.
So that would need a special permit also, right?
Theoretically, yeah.
So kind of what I'm anticipating is that once we know what that the commercial space is going to be, we're probably going to come before you again. Mm-hmm. And what we were sort of anticipating is that we could get the apartments, you know, get that renovation done, and during that time, because it is going to be a year of construction, see what we can work out, because I think whatever goes in the commercial space, we're going to be under for parking. But that it would give us time, you know, to contact people. Where are their spaces? Where can we rent that's not too far away? And get something in writing, you know, that we can then come before the board, because we're probably going to need a special permit. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, unless it's, you know, an accountant or something, you know, that's, you know, I think we're going to have to most likely come before you again. But what we're hoping is that we can say, okay, these three spots are, you know, these three extra spots that we're adding are going to be dedicated, and then we'll have time to find more throughout the village.
So basically the linchpin for this is the parking.
Absolutely.
You can also see on 2 and 3, that would be kind of awkward parking.
Right.
Because getting in and out of there, short of backing out on the street.
No, we did it so you can come up here, turn around, and then go back out. You can't, well, yeah. Yeah.
It's certainly not a Walmart parking lot, but it's about the best use of the blacktop we could think of.
It's not such a bad thing.
Yeah.
I mean, just sort of theoretically, it seems like the villages in the county that really thrive have a little, you know, you can walk, right? And Philmont has just so much going for it in that regard, you know, versus like a Hillsdale where everybody, you know, it's just two highways and everybody's going through way too fast, right? But it's tricky with zoning because, you know, what do we accommodate, the cars, or do we accommodate the people? Are we going to be a walkable village, or are we going to, you know what I mean? So, because I know some places are, some of the villages are saying with their multi-families that they're reducing the parking requirement. You know, the closer you get to Albany, I know Rensselaer just did that. You know, they're going to one spot for multi-family, so.
Well, with 8 spots also, I mean, the residents, if they had 2 cars, they could probably use all the 8 spots for most of the time, and during the day they go to work. Then the business opens, somebody comes, gets their massage, and leaves. You know, they come home from work, and they go back to their parking spot, unless they fell asleep in the massage and stayed overnight. They're probably going to leave. So I think 8 spots is pretty good.
So you're interested really in more upscale type tenants? Is that the idea?
Yeah, I think so.
That is the idea. I think we're motivated by 2 things. One is the restoration of a beautiful building and adding to what is clearly a beautiful village that bring life back to it and make it inviting to not only see, but maybe to come to or walk past or use the retail space. And then I think we're also motivated by the idea of it, you know, being a place that someone would rent and settle in, a little upscale, not transient. So that the building has it just calls out kind of this historic, solid nature. And it's in such a gorgeous part of your main street, where it's really some of the first things you see if you come in this way, that we just want it to have like an elegant presence. And that means the inside needs to attract that as well.
The apartments are going to be nice. There's beautiful views. You know, you get that on the third floor, you have a Catskill view, which is nice. So that's why we wanted to add. So in the original building, there was first and second floor porches, and then, but there was no balcony for the third floor, but we want to add just a balcony with a railing so that everybody will have, and this is, it's great because it's all south light, so it's bright, you know. I think the apartments will be quite nice.
Well, I spent a fair amount of time there back in the 70s.
Oh, you did, eh? I understand you could get a gin and tonic or anything.
And I will tell you this, some of the people that did hang there, you're going to be hearing some bumps in the night.
Did you ever go in the jail?
So, yeah, that's the historian said there was a jail. And there is a wrong.
There's jail bars.
With bars, but the bars are wooden dowels. So you had to be pretty trash if you couldn't break out of there. But, no, it's got a history. It's, yeah, there's some, maybe some ghosts, but hopefully friendly ones, yeah.
Well, personally, I'm glad to see that you're doing this. That was the best bar ever.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, cool.
Well, you know, that was interesting because that's a permitted use, you know, right now. And that was something that they talked about a bit, but we were concerned because you need more parking for an assembly occupancy. So, again, we'd like to address that in the future, but
our first vision was kind of an upscale bakery and coffee shop that in the evening turned into a beautiful wine bar, just so that the community could use the building, maybe attract people who are passing through, but then it just seems the parking is not helpful to
that
idea.
If we can find 12 spaces,
we'll come back.
Close by. We'll come back and see if we can do something like that. So it's going to be a little bit, it's going to be reduced because we have to have an accessible apartment. You know, so that's a ground floor apartment. So it's not going to be the whole ground floor, but there's still a lot of space there. And it actually, that actually feels like a really nice balance because, you know, living in the community for 20 years, we don't want any empty spots on Main Street. You know, we want that retail to really be thriving, so. Mm-hmm.
What's your construction time frame? Did you say a year?
They're probably going to spend a year rebuilding the place. So they won't need any parking spots till 23. Just for the dumpster and the
just
guys.
Just for ourselves, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you may not need them until 23, but if we, you're asking us to approve them now. So.
Right, well, that's true, yeah.
All right. Anybody got any questions? Anybody? Rob?
No, I'm good.
George?
I'm good.
No?
I like the picture with the buildings gone on the left.
Oh, yeah. that's because you like that one where it's just...
That's a beautiful...
Yeah. No, there's a funny thing with those two buildings to the left. One of them was my wife's grandmother's who lived to 103.
Wow.
As Bobby knows.
Yep.
Wow. Do you mean on this side of here?
This side here?
Yep. One beyond that. And those two buildings, if something happens to one of them, it affects the other because the roofs are tied together.
That's correct.
I actually had to go up and fix the roof because the water was running from the first house into my wife's grandmother's bedroom.
Oh, gosh. Wow.
So I don't see those houses being there for a long period of time.
Mm. Really?
Yeah, they had a fire in the first one to the left.
That would create more parking.
My wife's grandmother's house, there's always been a parking problem there.
Yep.
At one time, we had talked to the people in the back with the old Bolsey's building, the brick building in the back,
right,
about putting a road or letting us drive continuously through the back, one street to the other, rather than backing out onto Main Street. And they were very good with that. And then something happened that, I don't remember what it was, but for some reason they decided it would be better off not to do that.
You know, we looked at some old drawing and it almost looked, didn't we see something where it looked like a paper street?